Right, tonight we're going to speak about a new day. Who of you were here last week? Where were the rest of you? Sleeping, flying in from away countries. Was you on vacation? The rest of you been on holiday. Who only started like on Monday? Okay, so welcome back. And I'll say to you what I said last week. May the Lord bless you abundantly this year. And may you really be surprised about what He's going to do. I don't know if you want to switch on the lights. Then I can maybe see who's who in the zoo here. All right. So tonight we're going to speak about a new day. And I mean, you know, all know, we've just come through New Year's. Who of you do this still staying up through the night to... Legends. Yeah, that's legends. I prayed in 2015 and I prayed again in 2016. So I said, how's the day? Welcome back. But listen, thank you, Father, for the new day. But that's exactly the point. I mean, we celebrate New Year's. And I mean, the world has its own agenda. But obviously, we as the children of God, we celebrate it because we say, God, thank you for giving us this new year. Thank you for your faithfulness in the year past. And I don't know if you've done what I've done, but I've just taken a moment and sat down and just checked out what God did in 2015, and you know, it's amazing to see that hand of God just sort of through the whole little pikey, and the times that you think He wasn't there, He was actually there. But as we start a new year, we're actually celebrating a fresh start, you know, blank canvas. 2016 is ahead of us, and we're going, daar's hy, ek is reg vir jou. Some of us are not ready, but... hopefully by February, or was it March? I'm not sure yet. June. Okay, so al die mense wat eers in June reg is nou uitkom, kom ons gaan vir julle bid. Here help. Okay, but I think we can all declare that God was with us. I think if we really go and be honest and we sit still and we look at it, we go, wow, God, you were absolutely amazing. And on the other side, we sit in this year and we look down this year, and there's that anticipation of, you know, what's going to happen? What is in 2016 for me? You know, how's it going to change me? What's going to, you know, what's holding, what's in it for me? What it holds for me, actually? But what is lying ahead? And I mean, we spoke last week in that is exactly the reason why. You know, we need to really connect with God. And I spoke last week about loving the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, for those that were here, sorry. But really positioning ourselves in such a way that God can take control of this year that goes before us. So we're looking at a new day, and we understand that this is a new day. 2016 is a new year. None of us has been here before. None of us know exactly what's going to happen. And in a sense, that's a good thing as far as I'm concerned. So in Revelations 21, verse 1 to 1 and then 4 to 5, it says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more." Now, listen, just the scripture shows us that God is into new things. You know, the old stuff has passed away. It's klaar, finish. You know, it's like... We've done with that one. It's now everything is new. But look what he does in this new earth. He says, "He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death shall be no more, neither mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away." And he who has seated on the throne said, "Behold, I'm making all things new." Now, this is the God whom we serve. You see, He makes things continually new. He's in the business of in renewing and making things new. And as I carry on, you will see that actually happening. So we need to see that God is the God of a fresh start. And some of us needs a fresh start. Okay? And we need to remind ourselves of that fact, that our God will make things new. You know, He's not into restoration, so to speak. When he makes you new, it's like the original. You know, when God heals you, the Bible says it's like the design. Okay? He's the God of second chances. Some of us here needs a second chance for this year. I don't know what's happened in your 2015, but maybe that's your thing for this new year is God, sublief, net nie 2015 over nie, I'm not doing this. I need a second chance. So we trust in God that we will be the God of the second chance for you. Okay, he never gets tired of his children. His mercies are new. He's rich in mercy. And we'll see, I think it's the next scripture that he says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end, and they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, there's four things in that scripture that you can take. This is a takeaway service. You can take this away. Okay? The first thing is the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. So one thing that you can be sure of in 2016 is this. The love of God never ceases. And it's not just the love, it's the steadfast love. You know, if something is steadfast, you know you can count on it. It's not going anywhere. It's like a rock or something, like Table Mountain. Is that a good analogy? I don't know. The day someone has enough faith to move that thing, we're going to have moeilikheid. Okay? But you get the idea. The steadfast love of God never ceases. So you can be sure of that in your love, in your life, is that God loves you no matter what. Of that you can be sure. You can take that to the bank, as they say. All right? His mercies never come to an end. Now just think about that. The mercy of God, there's no end for it. There's many things that end. But this one doesn't. His mercies never end. And they are new every morning. Brand new. On special. Just for you. You just got to tap into the mercies of God every morning. So, actual fact, I think, if I look at this, I'm not sure that we actually have anything to complain about, right? And then that last piece, for great is his faithfulness. So in other words, everything that I've just said, he's faithful in actually doing that. So you can count on him to say he's going to be there the whole time. So you don't have to doubt about it, doubt it or anything. You can know for sure that God is there for you. He loves you. His mercies are for you. They are brand new. And he's faithful to actually do that. Now come on, let's be honest. With a promise like that, how can we not live victorious lives? I'm just wondering. Is it not when we take our eyes off the prize, so to speak, that we maybe miss what God wants to do in our lives? Now, to illustrate this, God is the God who will draw the sinner. It's not up there, but Isaiah 1 verse 18 says this, "Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall become like wool." God is in the business of putting your past behind you. Isn't that amazing? When someone comes to the point where they're giving their lives to Christ, and they speak to God about these things, he goes, "Let's take away the past. Let's just remove this off the canvas. It's a new beginning. It's a fresh start. I've got plans for you. I've got a purpose for you. Let's just take that off the chart for now. Okay, you're sitting with me now." In Philippians 3 verse 13, he says, "Forget what lies behind and strain forward for what lies ahead. Press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Okay? So he says, forget that lies behind. You know, there's some of us sitting here that 2015 or maybe even before that, there's stuff that you're hanging on to that God is saying, hello. Can we get rid of that stuff? Why are you hanging on? My mercies are new. My love is new. I'm for you. I'm with you. I want to do stuff. Laat gaan. Why are you hanging on to that stuff? And I've said this before. It's like that anchor in your life that you just stuck there. And God is saying, I'm in the business of a fresh start. I want to remove that things. Those things, I don't want to think about them anymore. It's interesting that when we come to God and we confess our sins, He says He removes it as far as the east is from the west, right? Who of you have traveled from the east to the west? Sure. I know north is a point and south is a point, but east is not. And west is not. So if you've traveled that far, so girl, you should have some stories. We're coming to visit you. But the point of the east and the west is they actually don't, there's no point. They just keep going. So there's like nothing. He says, I take the stuff in your life, and when you confess them, when you repent of them, I take them away. It's like it hasn't happened. And I think of them no more. But what do? Yes, Here. We meditate on these things. We continually, in any case. So God is in the business of, listen, come. Let's reason together. Let's talk about this. Let's get it out of the way because I've got plans for you. Now, who of you want to see God's plans for you in this year happen? Who of you want that fresh start to say, God, whatever has happened, this forbay. Let's build on the good stuff, but let's leave the stuff that's not from God behind. Okay, then the second is, He's a God of a new beginning. We know and understand that God is all wise, almighty, and all sufficient. Now, just those three words, you can think about them. He's all wise, and there you thought you were Olak enough. You can figure out your life. Well, he's all wise. He's almighty. You know, there's nothing that he cannot do. And he's all sufficient. In other words, he's like the complete package that everything that you need is there in him. That is our God. Okay? So if one thing happens tonight, I hope you're getting excited about who this God is that we serve. I mean, we're just saying we're throwing our crowns before him. He is an awesome God. And you know what? With the pressure that this world is placing on us currently, maybe we're losing a bit of sight of who our God is in this situation. In Isaiah 43, that's there. Yes. He says, again, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Now, let's not do that. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the way. We serve a God that can make a way in a desert, man. He can make the desert a fruitful place and let water come out. He's a God that with the Israelites, Moses went and tapped the rock and there was water. I tell you, currently I want to tap something for my garden. But He's the God of miracles. He's the God that in your wildest dreams where you think He cannot do anything, that's exactly where He wants to do something. The only thing we need to do is understand that He is the all-wise, almighty, all-sufficient God. And we should forget the former things. You know, forget the stuff even that God has done in the past because there's fresh and new things. The mercies are new right now. Everything is brand new. Don't bank on yesterday's revelation. See God for more. We cannot know God fully this side of heaven. So we should pursue Him with everything that is in us so that the newness can continually be in our lives. I mean, if we look at Ezekiel 37 verse 1, we see that He takes a whole valley of dry bones. Who of you feel dry today? I mean, these bones got everything they need. Sign you and who's the doctor here? You got the stuff, the blood and the heart and the... And God even breathed life into them. So if God can raise a whole valley of dry bones, what in your life is such a big issue that he can't do anything about it? What is in my life that I'm going, sheepers, Lord, I'm not so sure you can make this one work. Okay? Nothing, can I tell you today, nothing is too far gone or impossible for God to do. Can we start living like that? Can we start living like we serve a God that can do anything? And I'm not talking on Sundays, I'm talking 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Can we be the people that live as if we serve a God to whom all things are possible? Especially in these times that have been, you know, I don't know why I say that, but it's an interesting time at this stage. You know, even death couldn't hold him back. He rose from the dead. And when he rose from the dead, he placed his spirit of life in you and me. So we should be the people that have life because we are living by his spirit. In Romans 8:11 it says, but if the spirit of the one who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised up Christ from the dead shall also make your mortal bodies alive by his spirit who dwells in you. You are alive. Look like it. It's not the walking dead. Sometimes if you look at some Christians, you go, okay. So there's actually no reason for us to despair, right? If we understand who we serve, is there a reason to worry? Did the Israelites worry? Yes, they're less professional moaners. I mean, those guys could moan. We could go there for lessons. Well, you know, maybe the other side of the coin is true. Maybe they can come to us for lessons. Okay? And then it's amazing. Hulle moan for eerste prys. And then God does this absolute miracle. I mean, water out of a rock. Go figure. And even in their moaning, God does amazing things. Just imagine how much more powerful it would have been if they didn't moan. I'm just wondering. Okay? We can look at any situation that we face and confidently declare that there is nothing that our God cannot do. Our God can take us through this thing. We are victorious. The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. We are able to do all things through Christ. That is who we are. That is who God made us to be. But it's because he's so awesome that we can be like that. In Isaiah 2 verse 15 it says, or let me put it this way, if it seems like a dead end, in Isaiah it says, a door of hope will be opened. With God there is no dead ends. If you are in a dead end, I want to maybe submit to you that maybe you didn't listen properly to what he was instructing you. Or maybe you didn't ask in the first place. Or maybe you're in a position where he just wants to show you his absolute greatness. Because once we find ourselves in a dead end, we go, you know, I don't know what's happening here. I mean, he can flex those muscles. Done. We serve an awesome God. The Bible says that his right hand is not too short. His ear is not deaf. He can hear. So he wants to listen to you to hear what's going on in your life. Then he's a God of a new thing. Zechariah 4 verse 10 says this, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. That's an interesting statement. The Lord rejoices to see the work begin. That struck me when I read that scripture. to see the plumb line in Zerubbabel's hand. Do not despise the small things that God is doing in your life. Because He rejoices when the work starts. But you know how we are. I mean, I'm like that too. You hear God and you're like, you know, He hasn't even started yet and we had the finish already. I mean, come on. I'm done, Lord. Catch up. Come on. No. He's like, we're beginning now. We're starting this now. This is awesome. I'm enjoying this. Let's begin the work. So if you are in a place, allow the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to begin a few things in your life. Maybe we should stop resisting Him in what He wants to do. Allow Him to begin. And don't despise those small beginnings. I think, not that I'm at any way a professional wine drinker, but apparently it takes a bit of time, right? But if you don't bottle the wine, will you ever have wine? Well, you might talk biggie fraud driver here, but that's as close as you're going to get, right? Any winemakers? Okay, good. I'm at safe ground. All right, so that's the truth. Well, I figure if you don't bottle it, you're not going to have wine. If you're not going to allow God to do the small things, to start the work in your life, you're not going to have the wine in your life. You're not going to have the fruit of what He wants to do in your life if you don't allow Him to start. Okay? He is called Creator, the beginning and the end. But let's focus on the beginning. He's the bright morning star. The bright morning star announces a new day. That's who our God is. He wants to start new things, do new things, make new things. He's a God of new inventions, new ideas, and these things. You know, there's possibly a few solutions sitting in this room because we're serving a God who's there. He wants to bring stuff to this place. And you might just be that person. That the fact that you're serving the Almighty God and you're listening to Him, He wants to download some all-wise kind of stuff into you so that you can be the solution at your work. Wherever you are the solution. He wants to download a few things. Have you thought of that? You know, with the birth of a baby, how many has experienced that? I haven't recently. In any case, praise the Yira. I always say I'm glad my involvement in that is just like very little. And then I get involved afterwards. Whew. I have a lot of respect for women, man. Come on, Lord bless you. In any case, that process begins, with a lot of cries and tears and all the rest of it. But it also speaks of hope. It's not cries and tears of, oh, this is sad. It is cries and tears of, this is awesome. We didn't have the privilege of having natural births, but I tell you one thing, I saw the whole being in Krom for 36 hours. All I can say is, guys, don't let your wife get your hand. Loretta, I mean, she was biting my finger like this, because she's trying to cope with the pain, and then I had to try and cope with the pain. It's like, sweetie, my aunt, sweetie, okay. But a baby represents the promise of new life, a clean slate. You know, when that baby is born, whatever you teach it, that it will do. It's a new life. It's blank. What a massive responsibility for us as parents to actually start, hopefully, partnering with God in writing on that slate and seeing what God wants to do in there. In the same way, when you're facing opposition and you're going through some stuff, that should be a sign that there's new stuff coming. That God is about to do amazing things. And you know, if we just partner with God again when we're going through these things, we will see His mighty hand being revealed. But so many times, unfortunately, when we go through hectic stuff in our lives, we back off from God rather than pursue Him more. Which is sad, because I think He goes, "Nene, come, let's do this. I want to do this with you. I want to see this happening." And then we back off because it's too hard. Tell you one thing, joy comes in the morning. Just press through that thing and see your God do amazing things for you once you go through that. In Isaiah 66 verse 89, we'll read the following, but it basically speaks of that in all these painful things that we face in our lives, God is there. And in Isaiah 66, he says this, "Shall I bring to a point of birth and not cause to bring forth?" It's a weird verse. For Afrikaanse boerseën is dit baie interessante Engels. But in my woorde, okay, God will not let you be pregnant and not get to the birth. With the pain and everything, He's brought you through all this, but He wants to get to the point out of it, you giving birth to whatever it is. But you have to go through that process. So God is saying, am I going to take you through all this and then just like abort? Abort, abort. No. He's there. So whatever you've been facing in your life up to this stage, go through it. Don't back off. Because in all of that, God has been, I mean, I've seen it so many times in my life. I mean, ons kan nou 'n testimony service nou begin. And I can tell you how many times we've gone through stuff, and while you're in there, it's not lekker. But I tell you, once you see what God has done, what He's formed in you, what He's formed in other people, etc., you stand amazed at what is being brought forth through that process. Okay, so we must allow God to move us through that in this year. And then we see, you know, when a baby is born, especially on movies, you see this where the women, you know, they scream nogal kwaai. I don't know. Loret didn't have that privilege. But so many times we see in the Bible where the people of God starts crying out to God. You know, we see the Israelites when they're in Egypt, they start complaining and they're crying out to God, "Deliver us, deliver us, deliver us." So what does God do? Sends Moses. So many times they get taken into captivity because what? They sinned. And then they start crying to God, "God, help us, deliver us. We need to get out of here." So what does God do? He sends them judges. He sends them people to deliver them. And can I maybe just say this? Currently, we're seeing in our country a lot of crying going on. I would dare to say that people are actually praying a lot more than what they actually have been. Who's God going to send? Because He sends a man or a woman. Deborah. I mean, I've got the names here. David, Jeremiah, even John the Baptist. And then ultimately He sent Jesus. So we walking and sitting between people in our lives that are crying out, that do not understand what is happening now. Are you the man and the woman of God that is in a place that you can take the voice and the message of God to the people? That you can speak into that place, into that situation. That you can calm the nerves and say, "It's okay, God is on the throne. We are doing this. God has a plan. We are going through this." And we need to allow ourselves to get to a place where we understand who our God is. We maybe take a few steps back because maybe we have taken the wrong road in thinking too much, so to speak, believing the wrong stuff. Maybe we should backtrack a bit, aligning ourselves with God's word again and understand that God is a God of a new day. God is a God of a new beginning. He wants to He wants to do amazing things. And let's align ourselves in the beginning of this year to this God, who's able to do anything. So as you sit here tonight, that last slide, if you don't mind. Okay? God is a God of a fresh start, a new beginning and new things. A fresh start. What should you close the book on this year? What stuff have you brought into 2016 that you actually shouldn't? That you should lay down. And now finally let it go. Something that you should ponder upon. Because if I understand this correctly, if you're not letting go of that, you're going to drag that thing right through this year. And it's actually going to hinder you from becoming the man and the woman that God is calling you to be. Okay? Still all right? So, what must you close the book on? A new beginning? What can it do for and in you this year? This is where you say, God, with faith, I want you to do this for me, but I want you to do this in me as well. Again, you need to think about this. What do you want God to do in you this year? And then the last one, what can he do through you this year? Where can he send you? What is he going to do with you? He sends you every day to your work. Are you going as one that's being sent? Or is he just going to work? So what can he do through you where you find yourself? I mean, if you can go and do the math about the amount of time that we spend at work, that should be the main place that we minister, not right? So what can he do through you? So I wanted you to take a moment. I was thinking this little tree here at the bottom one, he needs really something being done through him. You know, hy moet reg opkom. Take a moment. Turn to someone quickly. And then just answer those three questions. If it's too personal, it's fine. But let's just take this moment and let's just pray for one another. Okay, God, what must I close the book on? I understand now that you are the most awesome God. You can do anything. You know, I want to say, if you do not align yourself with actually understanding that you serve the Almighty God, then maybe just repent of that. So, but God, forgive me because I've lost track of the fact that you are all-powerful and you can do anything. And now if something's happened in your life where you feel that God disappointed you, maybe deal with that quickly. It's just God that happens right here. Okay? And then pray. Or say what you feel that God can do in you and for you. And what can he do through you? So let's just take a moment, turn to one another. And let's just have a quick discussion.